We were leading 1-0, and their keeper made lots of saves. Even at 1-0, made a lot of saves. And it was one of those things. So, but, you know, look, you take it and you can't dwell on it. And a lot of good things in the second half.
Because you gave yourselves the opportunity after seeing out a difficult first half, getting that goal at the start of the second half. You seem to have weathered a lot of the storm that they were going to throw at you, and you seem to be building in confidence. So the equaliser comes as a bit of a shock.
Yeah, but it is what it is. It is what it is. Did we want it, them to score? No. I think at that moment that they scored, we were on top. But then, you know, look, when you are winning 1-0 and you're getting chances to make 2-0, you have to take them, you know, to calm it even more down. We didn't. So then you always know that you have to keep on defending really well. We made a mistake, lost the ball in the midfield, and they punished us, you know, and we need to learn from that. We need to look at it, learn from it, and make sure that it doesn't happen again.
How frustrating was that first half for you? Because it seemed fairly disjointed at times. Passes were not really making the targets.
It was disappointed, but that's how you learn about your players, you know, in when it is difficult. What do they do? And how do they do it?
And did they respond?
And when it is difficult, it was difficult. We stayed together. We didn't concede. We worked. Hmm. And that's what I'm asking of them. You know, you cannot always be on top. You cannot always be on top. When you're not on top, you make sure that you make a fist and you are strong as a unit and you sit it out until the moment that you can be on top. And that's what we did.
Is it fair to say you could have maybe created a few more chances today? Do you feel as though maybe that was...
You can always create more. You can always create more. You can always score more. But that is time. That is getting there, you know. Rome wasn't built in one day.
Could you give us the latest on Charlie Austin as well, please?
He has a little tweak in his hamstring. We don't know how long it will be. Happened yesterday in training. We will scan him, I think, tomorrow or Monday. And then we can give you a good verdict.
How frustrating is it, though, Jimmy? Because he's missing every sort of other game, it seems, at the moment. He's sort of back. He scores two goals against Brighton. Then he misses the Saturday. And I suppose for any player, they want consistency in the team. So that must just be playing away.
It is what it is. Can't change it. We have got other players who will come in and will have to do the job. That's what I have to concentrate on at the moment, and that's the only thing that I can do.
Is it a different problem then with Charlie if it's a hamstring than what he's been missing with before in terms of the other sort of tweaks?
I don't really know exactly the medical history of Charlie. I can only tell you now what the problem is, and it's a hamstring.
Sebastian Polter made his first start in the championship for QPR. How do you think he did in terms of filling in those shoes of Austin?
He did really well. He did really well. Really happy with him. Really happy with his application. He will get stronger. Hmm. He will get stronger the more matches he play.
Is that physically stronger or just better in his performances?
Better in his performance, but also physically stronger. Hmm. He almost scored. I'm happy for him.
And James Perch as well, obviously missed today. Is that longer term than you think?
James Perch is going to be a few weeks. It's going to be a few weeks, yeah. It's his kneecap, and he's got a bruising underneath there, and that will take a little bit. That is, we don't know.